This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And today we're talking about safe digging with Tina Beach, public safety expert at CHS. Tina, with springtime here, outdoor projects starting up again, what's the first step people should take before they break ground?
Well, the very first thing that they should consider is doing some planning. And that would be when to call 811. If you plan on doing a project on the weekend, over the weekend, make sure that you're calling 3 to 4 days to make sure you have enough time, 2 days minimally, to make sure you get those underground utilities marked for free. And that would be the best thing that they could do to remain safe.
What's the risk they're taking if they don't call 811 before digging?
Well, in the United States, it's known there's well-collected statistics that show that every 9 minutes across the United States, an underground utility is struck. And you might think, oh, that's in big cities. That has nothing to do with us. But the reality is that farming and ranching also, on average, nearly 3 times a day are striking underground utilities. And having grown up on a farm and a ranch, knowing the risks that we would take, removing old cedar posts, putting in new posts, ditching in water lines, things of that sort, 811 is really that extra insurance policy for our farmers and ranchers.
Where can people go to find more information about safe digging?
Well, you can always go to chsinc.com/pipelines. There's a lot of information on that website. But for the main source on 811, you can call 811.com, and that will give you information about safe digging, statistics. It also gives you a website to go to your state-specific laws and rules and regulations.
That's Tina Beach, public safety expert at CHS. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.